We are learning Klal Pei Ches. We're up to Gimel. Dr. Kunin is not here to keep us honest. We're up to Gimel? Gimel, okay. So the voice from heaven says Gimel. Gimel are the rules of medications, which medications a person is allowed to take if they're not only kosher, but are connected to things like Yayin Nesek, which are Avodah Zarah type things. So Gimel says, Chayla She'im Bay Sakana. We're talking now about a Chayla whose life is not in danger. Asalech Al Afilu Isid Rabbanan. Now, I don't know why people think that for medication you're allowed to take things that are not kosher. Obviously, if somebody is that has a life-threatening illness, it's so. But Chayla She'im Bay Sakana, Asalech Al Afilu Isid Rabbanan. He's not eating anything that's not kosher. And is likewise prohibited from having the wine of a non-Jew. However, dafka kederach achilasan, only when it's eaten normally. Aval shaloi kederach achilasan. There's a heter, if somebody has to have non-kosher medication, to eat it with a shinoi, to eat it with in a not normal way. For example, kagain. For example, the medication is mixed with bitter things, and there is no pleasure to the throat. Now, most pills are bitter pills, adult pills at least, and non-chewables are bitter. And for that reason, that would be mutter, even if the ingredients in them are not kosher. And that's why Pesach time I mentioned that there is no chametz problem with medication that's unflavored pill. Except for two specific isurim that filu lahanis v'shalay kederach achilasan aser. By basa b'chalav, the Torah doesn't say don't eat it. It says leisavashel gedi b'chalayvimai. Since the Torah doesn't use the lashon achila, so there's no limud that if it's a not normal manner of eating, that it's permitted. So in the case of basa b'chalav, or kalei akerem, this exception doesn't apply, but it's not common that there should be such an issue.
Well, isn't the understanding by Bishop that it's for the purpose of eating?
Right, so we prohibit eating. But the only time that we say only if you eat it normally, is it us or not if you don't, is when the Torah said the word achila. But in that way, it's a riba. At any rate, ilim ki chayla sheyesh by sakana. Of course, if a chayla has a life-threatening illness, b'chol yisurim siv lo yaychal, because by other yisurim it says lo yaychal, v'yafinu minei dafka derech achila v'hanoa, only in the normal way of eating and pleasure, aval, b'klayim, u'b'basa b'cholov, like siv lo shen achila, by those two, the Torah doesn't say achila, chen afilo shleik derech anasa nasa. And what the lubari, ayim b'binas adam. But anyway, he's saying is that if it's a bitter tasting item, that it's mutter. I don't know why they have the gel caps around, which are not bitter tasting. They have even Tylenol in gel caps, and those are problematic. A person should buy either the capsules or the tablets rather than the gel caps. But at any rate, shloi kederach achila is mutter. Now he goes on in Dalid to talk further about what's called shloi kederach achila, because this is a heter for things that are bitter, chewable tablets or liquids, which always are made to taste good, are still problematic. So let's see what he says here. Dafka she'irvu b'dvarim marim. Only if it's mixed with bitter things, but if they're mixed with other things that are not bitter, asurim, afilustam yenum. Kim dat chilas asiyas ekach leshach by bittel. Since it's there to give taste, there is no bittel. Chen rafuish and leistam arayfim. The medication doctors give, betaruvas yayinesech, achemetz yayinesech. Vinegar or wine is an ingredient. Bechech nenemehem. Awesome. You're allowed to destroy insects. Once you burn them, they become ash, and then they're mutter to be. So this is the, he does give one additional example. For a moment, let's skip hey down to vav. He gives another example of shalei kederech achila. If someone needs to take medication, in vav, he gives another example. Let's say you have a pill, it's not kosher. You want to eat it in an abnormal way. So you'll take some chewing gum, and you'll wrap or surround the pill with some gum, or it doesn't have to be gum, with something else that's edible. And you want to swallow it that way. So if that's permitted, he says it's a question that's unclear if that's a heter. Why? Because Chazal talk about taking a pill and wrapping it with sieve, wrapping it with a non-edible thing like a piece of paper, like a tissue, swallowing it that way, and that's mutter. That's not shalayka derech achila. When you wrap food in food, it's questionable if that's shalayka derech achila. Some foods are made that way. Some foods are one food wrapped in another. And therefore, it may be considered a normal manner of eating. It may be considered an abnormal manner, sisa tzarechian. But wrapping it in tissue or the like, that would be permitted, even if someone was stuck with a good tasting pill and he had to take it. That's not, what? So he tells you to check the Bina Sodom. He doesn't commit one way or the other. He says check Bina Sodom. But, the Ramah says it for a chayla. Now, it's interesting, the Ramah says one more criteria, which I don't see him bringing. He says this heter, shalai kederech achila, is only if the pill is not available in kosher form. If it's available in a kosher form, then you shouldn't use this type of heter. Maybe it's self-understood, but it's funny that he doesn't bring that part of the Ramah. So anyway, this is the basic rule for medications. Most medications are not kashrus issues today. Besides that, most are bitter. Even the others are generally not a problem. The only problem is generally with liquids that have either glycerin. Glycerin is it can be made both from vegetable or animal. It can be made from either vegetable or animal sources, and it's impossible to tell once it's made. In a lab, you can't tell because chemically it's identical. There are some companies, I believe Colgate Palmolive, there are certain companies that don't use animal derivatives, period. But generally, when you buy a liquid, many of the cough medications, Vicks NyQuil, for example, has glycerin in it. It really shouldn't be used. You have to get the types that don't. That don't have. We used to use Triaminic. Still around? Triaminic. Triaminic also has no animal derivatives, and that's a cough medication. But you have to know about glycerin. The second thing is when it has grape flavoring. Also, you have to know there's some children's elixirs, the Tylenol, which you can get in either grape or cherry. So you go for the cherry, because the grape, if it's really made from grape, could be, the grape flavoring could be a problem. My assumption is that you have to use the kosher one, that's the chuya. The Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha, Simchat Torah Chav Ches, says that for chole, Shabbos is dechuya. Dechuya means only if you have no other way of doing it. There is a certain amount of controversy over it. Rabbi Chanan has kashas on it, and Rav Adi Yosef disagrees with the Bir Halacha, so a certain amount of disagreement. But anyway,
crazy question. But why don't they give a hechsher on medications on which there are issues like this?
It just never took off. It has to be a certain competition. For the same reason beer and liquor should have a sherim. They don't have a sherim because it just never, the industry never started it. I mean, if as long as everyone's in the same playing field, then no one's going to do it. When someone starts with it, then it'll be doable. It's, I don't know. There is
profit. Why would you want to pay a certification?
If there's no commercial reason to do it, they're not going to pay.
Because they feel at peace in a competition.
And we, yeah, they feel that it's not competition. That's adequate competition. But, all right. Yeah, the only limited amounts of, the only, the number of medications that are problematic are limited, because most medication, most are just bitter, bitter medication. It's generally not a problem. If somebody doesn't want to take gel cap, he can buy a tablet. If someone does, the old controversy about using capsules, if someone doesn't use a capsule, he buys a tablet. But it's not an issue. A person can find a way out. It's only really the liquids and the flavor. With what?
Water.
Bottled water?
Bottled water
is not a problem.
Okay, but there's
a hashgacha. Bottled water has a hashgacha. Many of the companies that make bottled water have a hashgacha on all their products, so...
First manufacturer of vitamins or medicines put the hashgacha.
Vitamins have hashgacha.
Vitamins do. Vitamins,
it's interesting.
But medications, if one puts on, they'll corner it wrong, get into the next one.
Okay, so why don't you go with an investment opportunity to go to Pfizer and tell them? You know what it is, the main profits that pharmaceutical companies have are not from the cough medications. They're from the real stuff, from the real medication, and that is not a kashrus issue. Those medications are generally not don't taste good. Any of the medications are injected. Their main profits are not from the from the NyQuil or the.
I'm just saying, if Advil had a hashgacha, and Aleve doesn't, in our community, people suffer
on
the
Advil
as opposed to the Aleve.
Okay.
That's what usually drives.
That's what always drives it. Why does aluminum foil have an OU? Water. Yeah.
Before the box came in.
Water companies filter that water. That's, okay. B'chol zeh lechol v'lishtei seser. Here we're talking about eating or drinking something non-kosher. Avagav shurakis adrabanan. Avalaseis mimenu merchitz. Somebody has to bathe. Today they have medications you bathe in. I guess the people who have poison ivy or hives, they have a powder that you put into the water. It's Epsom salt or something else that when the kids have
a vino.
Okay. So at any rate, something that you bathe in. The Amekilim, even in the normal way, even though it's Yayin Nesach. Now, the din of the Gemara is that a guy's wine is Asen Hanot, that you can't derive pleasure from it. We, in our communities where the Goyim are not of the Avodah Zarah, they're not involved heavily in Avodah Zarah, then it's not common for them to pour wine for an Avodah Zarah. So we say nechais darga, which means you go down a step, and where it would normally be asav hanah, we just don't drink it. Which is why, if somebody gets a bottle of non-kosher wine as a gift, he can give it away as a gift to another guy. Because today, it's only asav b'shtia. If you'd be in a country where they're of the Avodah Zarah in India, I don't know if they pour wine to the Avodah Zarah there, then in those such countries, it would be asav hanah, because that's the din of the Gemara. But anyway, bathing in it, he says is mutter, Bein limchais, and you don't stop someone who does it. Still, bal nefesh yachmer al atzmai. Bal nefesh should be machmir. V'davka l'chayil she'en by sakon. Avol abari, osur, the sicha rechitza hava kishtia. Now this concept, sicha kishtia, rechitza kishtia, is a concept we learn from a pasuk in Iyov. How does it say? Remembering two words in the pasuk and not the middle word. Bo, because something bats my side. What's the pasuk? It says that when a person bathes, it comes into the body, so to speak. From there are those who hold sicha kishtia, that something you smear on your body has the same kosher restrictions as something that you eat. The question then becomes why soap doesn't have a hechsher, if that's so. And the answer is because soap tastes awful. If you want to eat it, there's really no iser because it tastes bad. And the general assumption is that something that tastes bad is not osir. So even if it's made from trefa fats, that would make it. That's the general consensus. There is the Bir Halacha brings, the name of the Gra, to be machmir. And there are communities that are machmir. I know Satmar is machmir. When I used to spend summers in Monroe, in the mikveh, they, remember the old bars of soap that came blue and red for milchiks and fleishiks? They used to have dish soaps, white bars with streaks of red or blue. So they, in the mikveh, actually had those bars. I mean, they cut them in half and they used to get a bar of soap for the mikveh because they're machmir that would be kosher, all the soap that they use. Which is a grah, really, a gras chumra, I assume in Bnei Brak, the machmir, because they keep the gras chumras there. And, it's a bir alocha calls it a chumra, just like he calls it a chumra, or a hiddur, to use only a kosher soap. But generally, we accept that the soap that tastes bad is mutter. There are, different types of, let's say chapstick. The chapstick brand chapstick is made from trefa fats. And Rebelsky was one of the things that he used to bother him no end. He used to every year announce at the yeshiva that stay away from, buy the cheap brands. The cheap brands don't really have fats in them. But to use trefa fats when it tastes good, that there's really no heter of sichik shtia. You shmir besides that you might swallow it. Shmearing, that's what sikha is. Sikha is to treat the skin with it, to smooth the skin. Right. It's even worse. I may swallow it. You know? And I remember they had cherry flavor. The kids used to like them. I remember the cherry flavor. So, it's another one of those things that people are not aware of. Anyway, so there is this concept of sikha kashtia. We're basically making because our soap stays bad, but if it tastes good, if you have something you're smearing on that tastes good, it's something of a problem.
On Yom Kippur, if somebody has like an intravenous infusion, is that considered?
Not achila. Even food that goes with a tube below leinu. If somebody has a tube that food goes straight into the stomach, there's no restrictions of kashrus.
Why is absorption a problem? It's not going through the mouth.
Well, sicha, you're right. This sort of eating is only hanasa chayef. It's only when there's hanah in the throat. There is a separate pasuk from which we learn that sicha kishtia, that smearing things on your skin is like shtia, and there's nothing to do with the in-between case, which would seem worse, if somebody has food going into a stomach, through a pipe, I mean.
Is that the pasuk in Eve?
A pasuk in Eve.
So didn't we once say that?
Uvoy kamayim batzmasa.
Didn't we once say you don't learn halacha from
Eve? We don't, but when the Gemara says it, then it's there. It could be said a smachta ba'alma. The Gemara says we don't really learn halachas from Navi. When the Gemara brings a pasuk, it's an asmachta. It's just a smach. It's not a... It's not a